I'm holding my Mizmor the Seida. Mizmor the Seida, the Machabe Paskin. Siminun Aleph. He says, Mizmor the Seida Yishlo Imri Binigino. Shekol Hashiri Sasidis Livato Chosim Mizmor the Seida. Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Mizmor the Seida should be said Binigino. I saw Kim Dimani from Rishon Bazalman. And then he asked, says, I don't understand. In Shul, they sing Kelodin. They sing Kedusha. They sing things. The things that they sing. Vos Hepes, that they don't sing Mizmor the Seida. The reason is because by the time we get to Kelah, most people are there already. Most of Mizmor the Seida, not everybody is holding in the same place. We'll put it that way. Therefore, it's hard to. But there are definitely people. I know this younger man that sits next to me during davening that he does sing Mizmor the Seida. But it's not a chiddush. It's the pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Each person to sing for themselves. Which, if we'd have to be makabel one thing to do for a week, I would say that should be the Kabbalah. I mean, usually Kabbalah is something which is nitzaytiv to la'alocha. This is the pasuk that is la'alocha. But to take a niggin which talks to you, if a slow niggin talks to you, slow niggin, if a gishmak niggin talks to you, and put it to Mizmor L'Seida, and try for 1 week. That's after 1 week we stop. But after, that's how our Kabbalahs are. The Kabbalahs are only for 1 week. Shouldn't be machbit too much. And Bechlal Shabbos doesn't, we don't see Mizmor L'Seida. Therefore, and first of all, it breaks up the tefillah also a little bit. And it's something to look forward to, and it's something that you're singing. It makes it, it's a whole different matzav. I know people that did this with halalukas also. They put the halalukas to different nigunim. It gives it a tam, it gives it a gishmak, it gives it something to look forward to in davening. Now, why do we say Mizmor L'Seida? Ba'etzem it's b'mokim, the carbon teida that they brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Iyun HaTefillah says that the reason why we say Mizmor L'Seida every day, it's already brought down earlier, every day Ba'etzem there's Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a person. Ein ba'al ha'neis makir b'nisa, like the Gemara says. But every day there's Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And if you really pay attention, which is a lesson in Hashgacha Pratis, if you pay attention a lot, you'll see the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. It's a lot of davkes that have to be Kriyas Yamsuf. You'll see the Nekudas of Nisan, al nisechah shebechol yom yimanu, we say in davening every 3 times a day. Al nisechah shebechol yom yimanu, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisan. Now, maybe you could be Maitzef another Nekuda, there's 4 Arbaot Tzichim Nahidus. And the Abu Drum says actually that's why it says Shem Hashem 4 times in Mizmor L'Seida. Keneged the Arbaot Tzichim Nahidus. V'chol HaChaim Yiduch HaSelo. Chaim is gematria of Chorilish and Yisrape. Yerdei Ayom is the Yerdei Ayom. Last one, what's that? Mem is Midbar. And the other Yud is Yotzei Beis Hasurim. Yotzei Beis Hasurim. So all 4 of those are Chayiv in the carbon teida. And that's what we pass. When we get to Birchas HaGoyimel, we pass those 4 are supposed to make a bench of Goyimel. Kenzan, when a person goes to sleep, he has Me'ein, these 4 Nekudas. First of all, he's Choyli, because Shina is Echad Me'ishishim Shimim Misa. To a certain extent, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palka. There's that Indian of Choyli. Besides Shani, there's also Yotzei Beis Hasurim. It says, when a person's sleeping, he doesn't move. Not only that, we say Amapul Chevle Sheino Mi Aleinai, right? What does it say Amapul Chevle Sheino? What does Chevle Sheino mean? What does the word Chevle Sheino mean? What does it mean? So we don't say Amapul in the same. But if we do, some people do, some people don't. I saw Biskarov time didn't and made it when I fall asleep. But Chevle Sheino actually comes from the Lashon of Chevle Ledo. The question is, what does that have to do with Sheino? It's different Peshatim. The Iyun HaTefillah, he says that maybe it should be read Chavle Shino. It says like a Chevel, because a person is Osir, a person is tied up when he's sleeping, that he can't move. And Mamela, it's Kilu Yatmi Beis HaSurim in the morning, he doesn't say that you say, that's what we're being Moisin. He goes without food, it's like he's in a midbar. And he's Mafkir Rucha in Biyadish Al Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is like the Yam. When you're in the Yam, there's nothing to do. You're totally in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's hands. Yalu Haradim Yerdu B'Koyin. Right? Says, when you get to somebody that's in the Yam. So you have all these 4 Nekudas on a daily basis when you wake up to think about before you say Mizmor L'Seida. Now, just to go through the capital for 3 minutes. Mizmor L'Seida, Aril Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. When you give Mizmor L'Seida, Seida is also a lashon of Hoida, of being Moida, admitting, like we've mentioned in the past. But the past that says Mizmor L'Seida is like the Mizmor that they said on the carbon Teida. Aril Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. Kol Ha'aretz means Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz. All the people in the land will be Maria and be Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they see the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, then you see clearly the king. When you see the king clearly, so then you're Mamluk the king. The Nis is a way to be Mamluk the king. If there is Hashem v'simcha, boy lefano b'irnuza. If there is Hashem v'simcha, the avodas Hashem, your avodas Hashem should be v'simcha. The ba'etzim every eved is oved v'atzmus. No one wants to be an eved. No one's happy to be an eved. Here the chiddush of Yiddishkeit is to be an eved and to be v'simcha. If there is Hashem v'simcha, to be oved Hashem v'simcha. Boy lefano b'irnuza is even a boy lefano. The Malvim says, even before, when you come to a regular king, so you come bebechi, please help me out, please, after you leave, maybe then you're b'simcha. But the boy lefanov is not birunana. The boy lefanov is begging. With the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not that way. Your boy lefanov, you come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, birunana, thanking b'simcha birunana, with joy, because you're sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for you, and answer your tefillin. And the Shbrochel is Avar Achamon, he's the Melech Arachamon, he has the Yichelis, he wants to do. Memela, Boyer Lefana Birnon. Now, why should we be Oyvet Hashem B'Simcha? Why should we be Oyvet Hashem B'Simcha? There's numerous reasons why we should be Oyvet Hashem B'Simcha. Ki Yudua, the Arizal said that everything that he was Deicha to was the idea, the fact that he was Sameach Simcha G'deila B'Chol Mitzvah Shizdam L'Yadei. Now, why should we have a B'Simcha? Well, it's not so easy. It's a pain in the neck sometimes to be able to get up early and to have put on tefillin and to be daven and never to sleep late and all the other 613 mitzvahs. Like I heard from somebody on the shir, he once said, he asked him Shlomo Zalman. He said, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh Zis Yisrael. He's a little kid when he asked him Shlomo Zalman. He says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh Zis Yisrael. The figure here Be'em L'Tzorim U'Mitzvah. Shneva Hashem Chavetz Matzik Yigdel Torah. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much, then why do you make it so hard? Why do you give us so many mitzvahs? If you want to be mazaka, don't give us Torah mitzvahs. It's much easier to live without Torah mitzvahs. So one of the things that Shlomo Zalman said, and that's an interesting nekuda to bear in mind if you want to have smucha mitzvahs, one of the reasons, as Shlomo Zalman said to him, he's a little kid, he says, when you put your shoes on in the morning, he says, how do you put your shoes on? Do you jump into both of your shoes at once? He says, no. He says, do you know anybody that jumps into both of their shoes at once? He says, no. Put on one, and they put another one. This happens when you tie your shoes. You tie both of your shoes at one time? Or you only tie one shoe and then the other shoe? Says, of course, you have to tie one shoe and the next shoe. Says, do you know that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says, we mekayim the halacha? He says, it says you're supposed to first put on the right shoe and then put on the left shoe, then tie the left shoe and then tie the right shoe. He says, do you do that? He asked him, he's a little kid. He says, yeah, actually do it. He says, look at this chus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh Yisrael. Side, everybody has to put on shoes in the morning, and no one puts on two shoes at once. You have to put on one before the next. Side, you have to tie your shoes, and you always have to tie one before the next. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do it like this, and you get a mitzvah. He says, you're doing it. Half the things that you do any hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh Yisrael, and Mimele, even the things that you're doing, side, you have to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, do it like this, and you get a mitzvah. Betzim is many, many, many things that we do on a daily basis that are betzim mitzvahs, but we don't think about it. The story with the Chavetz Chaim, he came into a pharmacy at night, and it was in the middle of the night, and he thanked the pharmacist so much. He says, you know what a teva you're doing for people? He says, I'm not doing any tevas. I get paid for this. So the Chavetz Chaim, chaval. You're right, you get paid for it, but you're also doing a teva, right? So you're also doing chesed. You think that you're doing a chesed, you get a mitzvah also. Half the things that we do, you're helping somebody out, you're watching the kids, you're changing a diaper, you're helping out a friend, you're learning with chavrusa, you're being masked for something another time. Zayimisai, you're doing it. Just have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah, and you're doing a mitzvah. What is simcha? That's the reason for simcha. Another reason for simcha is simply the fact that you know what to do in life. How many people know what to do with their lives? They don't know. The question is lost. You work and we have Arabs now working in our building. You think about the Arabs. They wake up in the morning, get up early, they work. They should be having some money, so they should be able to eat and sleep and work, eat and sleep and work. What's the point? It's like, what do you do? I don't know. Eat, sleep, work. Why? Just die. Who cares? Like, what do you have to gain? To know what to do in life. It's, if you think about it, it's crazy. Right? And that's where... Somebody asked me today, he says, what's going to be with me? What's going to be with me? What's going to be with you? You learn today. You daven today. That's what's going to be with you. You did exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlomo needs to do. You know exactly how to live your life. That's the biggest simcha. You're megabel schar for knowing what to do. Because Baruch tells you what to do, and you get schar for it. And even if you fail, you also get schar for it, which is the pel in Yiddishkeit. It doesn't make a difference whether or not. Itzikater, even if you never came out with the pshat at the end of the day, that's a reason for simcha. To be, or even a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Melech Elyon, that's a reason for simcha. To give him back a little bit, ki'ilu, of what he gives to you, is a reason for simcha. Even though it's Hashem b'simcha. Do ki Hashem hu elekim hu asan v'lay anachnu. Do Hashem hu elekim. Hashem is lashon rachmim. Elekim is lashon, is din. Even the din is also rachmim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Give mizmor l'asayin though, because even the din is also rachmim. Do ki Hashem hu elekim. The rachamim, that is the Baal Din. The Baal Din is also, it all stems, it all comes, originates from the Baal Rachamim. Hu asanu, he created us lechatchilo. V'loy anachnu, and even now, constantly, we're totally, totally in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amma is Mashgiach Anas, V'chein Marisa, he gives us Parnaso. Agav, what does it mean, V'loy Anachnu? It's a Kri Ktiv. Loy with the Aleph, and we read it with the Vav. Loy Anachnu, we didn't make ourselves. Pari says that, Ani Asasin, I made myself. Pari made himself. What does it mean, he made himself? How did he make himself? if he made himself, that means he was there already. So then he couldn't have made himself. What does it mean, he made himself? It means that he understood that he thought that all his milas and everything that he had was self-made. He was a self-made man, and that's what we're claiming over here is the loy anachnu. We didn't make ourselves, and all our milas that we have also are the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to us, and all our success is also from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Loy anachnu with vav, and a loy anachnu with an aleph. There wasn't us that did it. Boyu shor of the seida chaterosh v'tzila shor of the Beis Hamikdash when he brought a carbon teida, and the mizmul seida is b'mokim that. And that is Bizmanenu, even when we don't have a carbon teida. Nevertheless, Chatzereis, you come into the Mikdash Ma'at, Bisihilo, and give halal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is like the Birchas HaGomel Chayavim Teveit, Hoiduloi with the carbon, Baruch Hushimai with the benching Gomel, Ki Tev Hashem Olam Chazdai, V'Ador V'Dem Munasi. This is the passage that they bring, that Kol Ashirim Asinu is battle, that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that we saw before. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Ashirim Asinu is battle, Chutz Mi Mizmul Seidah, because it says, in Mizmul Saidi, Kitev Hashem Lo'ilam Chazdai, V'Ador V'Dor Emunasai. Lo'ilam Chazdai, the Chesed of Hashem is Lo'ilam, Ador V'Dor Emunasai, the Emunah, the Bitochen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back for what you did, is Dor V'Dor. And therefore, certainly, even if you don't have the Schar here, you don't see the Schar immediately, Ador V'Dor Emunasai, certainly it's going to come at the end, and that's a reason to give Halal V'Odot Ribbono Shel Olam.